Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, July 18th, 2023. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Downy, the best app for the Mac to download YouTube videos and other videos from the web. Leading off today, Bloomberg reports that Apple is preparing to launch its first M3 Apple Silicon Macs in October. The report explains that Apple will have its usual iPhone launch event in September, where we're expecting the iPhone 15 and Apple Watch Series 9 and a new Apple Watch Ultra. Bloomberg reports that Apple is also lining up new Macs for an October announcement, likely starting with an M3 iMac, an M3 13-inch MacBook Air, and an M3 MacBook Pro. For the M3 chip, we're expecting similar core counts to the M2, but with enhanced performance and efficiency, thanks to the move to a new 3-nanometer silicon fabrication process. Bloomberg doesn't specifically say that Apple will hold an event in October or if these new Macs will arrive via a press release. The reality is that the decision on whether or not to hold a formal event has probably not yet been finalized, but in the era of digital live-streamed events, our bet would be on Apple holding an event. And finally, Bloomberg says that new iPad Pro models with OLED displays are still scheduled for 2024, and that a new iPad Air with an upgraded chip could be ready as soon as this fall. In other news today, Apple recently appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court in an attempt to reverse part of the ruling that was handed down in its legal battle with Epic Games. A district court in the United States has now allowed Apple to delay the changes until the appeal is heard by the Supreme Court. Apple is specifically appealing the ruling that would force the company to allow third-party developers to sell content in-app using third-party payment platforms, something that's currently against the App Store guidelines, with Apple requiring all digital content to be sold using its own in-app purchase system. But again, this decision from a district court judge means that Apple won't have to make this change until the case is heard by the Supreme Court. Next up today, the iPhone 15 Pro Max, coming in less than 2 months, is expected to be the first iPhone to ever feature a periscope camera lens. A new rumor this week, however, suggests that Apple has even bigger plans for next year's iPhone 16 Pro, which could feature a new ultra-long periscope telephoto camera. The rumor comes from a supply chain source that has previously leaked accurate information about Apple's future iPhone plans. Today's rumor doesn't specifically say which iPhone 16 model will feature this upgraded periscope ultra-long camera, but our expectation would be that the changes apply to the iPhone 16 Pro Max, while the iPhone 16 Pro will get the same camera upgrades that are coming to the iPhone 15 Pro Max this year. Because, as a reminder, the iPhone 15 Pro won't get a periscope camera lens this year, but the iPhone 15 Pro Max will. But what exactly does this rumor mean when it says that the iPhone 16 Pro Max will have an ultra-long periscope telephoto camera? An ultra-long telephoto lens enables photographers to get a close-up view of something from which we normally remain very distant. These lenses are used for things like photographing wildlife, sports, journalism, and more. So the idea is that the iPhone will get a much, much larger range for optical zoom compared to what's currently available. The iPhone 15 Pro Max's periscope lens is expected to have a 6x optical zoom, which is twice as long as the iPhone 14 Pro Max's 3x telephoto lens. So this rumor suggests the iPhone 16 Pro Max will offer a notable year-over-year increase in camera zoom next year. Finally, the report also says that the iPhone 16 Pro Max will feature a larger main camera sensor, with the change coming in at around 12% larger. A larger sensor lets in more light, generally provides higher resolutions, and can improve things like background blur and dynamic range. Apple's plans for an iPhone that is over a year away can change based on things like production rates, supply chain, and parts availability, and pricing. That wraps up another episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Mastodon, Twitter, or Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily.